or are you R?
This is David.
Hey, this is Chris. Just piddling around the house on a cool Saturday morning. I figured I'd see who's out there.
I'm going to a car show in Easley, and my map thing on my phone is, I think it's trying to take me somewhere else. I don't know. I'm just gonna go to Easley like I know how to go, and because it's wanting me to turn left everywhere, and it's taking me away from Easley. So it's a little confusing and aggravating right now.
To the feeling, I went to Asheville a couple of months ago, and my company, we have large trucks. They're called TMAs or crash trucks, something you see out on the highway, and I was taking one. It's a Freightliner, and so it took me some of these little back roads, and there's a few times I'm like, yeah, my truck's not fitting down this road. And when I got to the office in Asheville, it sent me down this little tiny road into a field, and it never updated saying, hey, that road is no longer there. There's a new road.
Trying to find a place in Fountain Inn one time, and it was having me turn where there wasn't a road. I mean, there was nothing. Somebody's front yard. Oh, it was the craziest thing. It didn't, evidently it didn't know where it was. I finally found the place, but basically just found it on my own instead of relying on the GPS.
Yes, I think there was a commercial out not too long ago, and it's a gentleman or a lady that they both look at the situation and go, that's not right.
You gotta know how to read that GPS, David. KN4UBG.
Smart aleck remarks, I tell ya. I'm just sitting here looking at the map, and it's crazy. So I'm just going to wait till I get to Easley and then punch in the address and hope this thing knows where we're going.
It's pretty easy for me because I live downtown Greenville, so I just hop on 123 and stay straight. Unless it's out a little bit further in Easley, then yeah, I'm a little a little confused when it comes to just being out there.
Give you a hard time, David. I don't hardly get to talk to you too much anymore. I just passed a nice-looking car going down 101 up here. Headed toward Woodruff, a little black and pink. Little car kind of looks like what they had in the Hummer Munster show. But, yeah, I hadn't got to talk to you too much. Been so busy. Well, three or four cars going down the year. They must have a car show up here, too.
Say for one. And so, yeah, I'm sure there's several.
Up to you. You still been doing your tennis games and all that good stuff?
I've been playing tennis, a good bit. My brother-in-law's been sick, and he's been in and out of the hospital. He passed away last Monday, a week ago, and we had the funeral Saturday in Laurinburg, North Carolina. Then we got back home Sunday. So anyway, I haven't played much tennis. I think I played Monday evening, and then my Tuesday and Wednesday doubles matches got rained out, so I just I don't know. I just hadn't been back out there.
Well, I hate to hear that about your brother-in-law, man. There's been a lot of good people pass away in the last couple months, man. I was talking to my old boss man yesterday and a few of our friends that we worked in road construction with back in, you know, between 2003 and about 2009, you know, we worked with them for about 6 years, or I did, and a lot of them passed away, and I didn't know nothing about that. And, but yeah, there's a lot of people passing away, man, from the COVID and different things now. But yeah, I hate to hear that.
If he'd have gotten COVID, he probably would have passed away a lot sooner. But he held in there for a long time, and but he did have a lot of scarring. He had double pneumonia and a lot of scarring from that in his lungs, and they just couldn't get enough oxygen to him to get him to a point to where they could, you know, send him to an assisted living or something. So, and so they just finally, made the decision to let hospice come in and let nature take its course, like have him comfortable and all that. But anyway, they always do a good job.
That man, we've had a couple in the family to pass away, and we got a couple in the family now. My stepdaughter, she's got COVID, but I'm glad she lives over next to Henry and Inman and all that, or whatever you call it over there, Henry and all that. Roebuck back in that area. My sister-in-law, she's got it. So I'm glad they live in here. Glad everybody away from us has got it. You know, because my wife, she had a really hard time with it about 4 months ago. And, that was something hard. You know, my mother-in-law, she was in the hospital with it because she lived with us. Now she's out in her camper now. I finally got her put in her camper, and she's locking it out there, so I'm kind of glad she's by herself. She went and took the shot for it, and I think she went yesterday and got the second shot. But I don't know, man. There's a lot of people that took the shot and still getting sick and dying from it. And I noticed on the news the other day that Joe Biden was talking about in a conference that you can go and take a booster shot. You know, I had never ever heard about no booster shot or anything, you know. I mean, the only thing I heard was about the two shots, and now a booster shot's done came in from somewhere, and I don't know, man. It kind of makes me worry, worry with this vaccine that they had.
I think we got a third party in here. I'm not sure, but I think we do. go ahead. But, this is KB4CBA. I can't remember your call.
I'm from Greenville. I didn't mean to come in there and root him out. But if you're still in there, go ahead. KN4UBG.
You are. No, I'm still here. I was just listening to your conversation. I'm fiddling around the house. I'm trying to multitask.
That's me. I'm multitasking now. I'm going up 85. I'm fixing to roll up on business 85 here, headed to Chesney. Got to go hang a door for a guy this morning. And I'm on my way up to Interstate to go do that.
Yeah, I'm the same way about that booster shot. That, you know, they're saying, hey, we've got this vaccine and that shot, and next thing you know, out of left field, here comes the booster shot, and I'm wondering what's next after that.
You do, man. I've I've wondered about it because, I mean, you know, the whole time they're talking about the vaccine and all that stuff, you know, you take two shots and you're supposed to be good. And now here, just out of left field, they come up with a booster shot. Just really makes me wonder what they're trying to do with us with this vaccine thing. You know, they're trying to make it mandatory everywhere. And about 25, 30 guys at my job done told them that, you know, if they try to make it mandatory for us, we all quit. I ain't taking it. Don't want it. I mean, there's a catch to it somewhere. You know, because the flu shot and all that stuff, they never made it mandatory. You know, and the sad thing is you don't hear anything about the flu, pneumonia, swine flu, N1H1. You don't hear nothing about none of those no more. Anything that you catch now, it's automatically COVID because they're making so much money off of it. You know, FEMA has to pay for all that stuff. So, I mean, that's a lot, man. So they're gonna run this thing in the ground making money off of it.
Yeah, I ended up, I actually got my second shot, not too long ago, and Lord have mercy, I was sick for about 2 or 3 days. They were like, yeah, just hang in there, and I'm like, well, I can't hang too long, but, yeah, it's crazy. My doctor was telling me the other day that, they had a booster shot or some other shot. No, they were telling my mom that, she was worried about getting it, because, I know a neighbor, she had got her, second dose in about, probably about a month later, yeah, she had gotten sick and she passed away. So it's been having my mom get worried.
I can see people that really need the shot, that their immune system is way down and they have to have the shot. I mean, I understand. But, you know, I'm 40, my pick's to be 43 this year. And I don't know, man, just something's telling me not to take it, you know, because... You know, they're so bent on everybody taking that shot. You know, I mean, who's to say that there's not something in that shot that's going to kill you 10 years down the road? You know what I'm saying? This thing was, you know, the virus was released as a population control from China over there because they were testing on animals and then turned around selling the animals to markets and places. And, you know, that's what got it all started. And then they released the virus into the air. And, you know, nobody over there never got punished, man. That's what I don't understand. But which we owe them so much money now, you know, if something was to ever come up, you know, they will, you know, I think they're going to be the ones that runs us. I really do. If it ever comes to one world order, I think China will be the ones over us.
Yeah, I've definitely had my suspicions about it as well. It sounded like a third party came in there for a second. It might be just my radio. KL4RUR.
KN4 UBG. Their GPS done took him down the wrong road. He took the wrong turn, that movie. Wrong turn.
This is Chris here. If you hear banjo music, turn around and go the other way.
I'm in a bad spot right now. I can't, not hitting the repeater too well, I don't think. KB4 CBA.
Oh, you got the repeater. You got the repeater good. Sound like you sitting in the car with me. They done start playing banjos. You done made it too far then.
Heard any banjo music yet? I'm getting ready to get on 123. I'm gonna punch this address in again and see you know what I can do here. Oh man, I tell ya. Y'all carry on, KB4 CBA.
Well out there, David, and what's all got you like? KN4 UBG, KB4 CBA.
I'm going to stand off to the side. I got some things to do here at the house.
Hey man, well, you have a good one. I'm rolling up on the Bowling Springs exit here, Highway 9, exit 75. And y'all be careful on that end and enjoy that car show. And enjoy what you're doing at home there, and I'm going to head up here and get this door hung and see if I can't make it back to Fountain Inn. Get back over around the Simpsonville area. And see what I can get done today. But y'all have a good one. I'll say 73 to everybody. KN4UBG, be Kevin on this end. And I'll be clear.
Matter of fact, I was just working on Highway 9 right there. They were, we set up for a paving company. They were doing, we were doing that at Bojangles right there. But I'll say KO4, RUR, Chris here, and I'm clear.
Mosey on down the road here, KP4 CPA Mobile.
4 CPA, KO4 NUE.
4 CPA Mobile.
PA, KO4 NUE.
Doing all right today, this morning?
How about you? You having a good morning?
I will be if my GPS gets me to where I'm supposed to be here. I'm going to a car show in Easley at Five Point Fellowship Church,
Middle Lane.
There is no Middle Lane.
Well, listen, I'm testing out a new antenna and a new radio at the same time. Can you give me any kind of feedback?
So good. It's got good audio. You're full quieting into the repeater. Sounds nice. What kind of rig is it?
A friend of mine gave me a Kenwood TM-281. Nothing special about it, just a, 2-meter radio. And I built my own antenna the other day out of copper pipe. And I'm out here at my service trailer. I've got a service trailer I pull behind the truck with all my tools and things like that on it. And just trying to get it hooked up and figure out the best way to configure it so it can all fit in the tool truck when I get ready to leave. And was just listening on the conversation, figured I'd take a second and do a little testing and see how everything sounds.
Sounds really good. So that sounds like a newer version of my 2-meter rig in the house that I use when I'm at home. It's a TM-231, so mine's probably an older version of yours.
There's nothing special about it. I mean, it's just not anything special. You know, there's a function button, memory, VFO, power and frequency knob, and that's it, you know. Just something basic to get on 2 meters with, but ideal for, you know, the service trailer because it gets beat up and nasty and greasy all the time. And I got some property up in Pickens that I go up service the sawmill and the bulldozer and things like that with, and I really don't have good cell phone service, so I'm trying to get my trailer set up in case, you know, I get hurt or something, I can get out and get some help or something. But Dave, I don't think we've ever talked. I've been listening to you for about 6 or 8 months. But my name's Chad, KO4NUE, and I live here in Campobello. Got a machine shop down here. Retired, I build engines for customers on YouTube. And, so I've been meaning to talk with you for a while now and just never could find an opportunity. But just letting you know.
Actually, I think we have talked, but I could be wrong. I mean, I recognize your call and your name, so. But anywho. good to talk to you, and thanks for your service and sacrifice serving in the military. We appreciate that.
Seem to be pretty smart on automotive stuff. Do you ever do any automotive work in the past?
Probably forgot a lot that I learned.
South Carolina Highway.
But yeah, I worked on since '87 till about 2000.
Extra copper pipe left over from a job down in a machine shop. And so I put this thing together and basically just soldered a trombone together with an air gap in it and a tuning stub in between the quarter wave and the half wave segment. And man, I'm telling you, I'm tickled to death with it. I mean, it's pretty neat, actually.
Yeah, I've got one. I bought it at the Anderson Ham Fest, oh gracious, 8 years ago, I guess. And I just got it on a little T-post as a backup emergency antenna, and that thing works great. So you did a fine job with it. Like I said, it's great audio quality into the repeater, and I mean, it sounds like talking to you in person. It may sound better than your other radio, much as I hate to say that, but anyway, I didn't want to get in the middle of y'all's conversation. I just wanted to say good morning and let you know how it sounded over here in Hartwell. So with that, I'll pass it on over to Dave, and I'll say 73s, gentlemen. Y'all have a great day.
No, it's good to hear you in there, and hope things are going well for you there in Hartwell. And go ahead and pick it up there, Chad.
You don't have to run off, man. I mean, I got to be honest with you, man. I'm out here in the yard, and our son's he's going to ask his girlfriend to marry him tonight, this afternoon. And we're having a surprise engagement party out here at the farm. So I'm out here at the yard supposedly setting up the fire pit while she's in there getting the house ready. So the longer I stay out here in the yard, the less I gotta go in there and help with the house. So stay out here with me just a little bit more, cause eventually I'm gonna get caught, but I'm gonna try to get away with it as long as I can. And before he knew me, station ID.
Been here for a couple more rounds. The and Dave, is that GPS getting any better, or is it still trying to take you down a dirt road to the river?
I mean, to turn left into this parking lot here. So yep, I'm at the right place. Oh man, I see the car show here. Lo and behold, I have actually stumbled upon it.
What kind of a car show is it? Is it just people that fix up cars, or is it anything particular?
Honestly, I don't know. I just know that the main reason I'm here is because the highway patrol's here, and so that's the main reason I'm here. So anyway, I would just see, I'm parking. I don't know if I'm supposed to park here or not. I guess I'll find out the hard way, because there's a trooper standing right there looking at me. Oh, me. He may tell me to move. Looks like everybody else isn't parking here. Anyway. All right, well, y'all have a good one. I'm going to jump out of here and see what's what. 73 is KV4CBA.
Enjoy the car show, and hope it's a lot of fun for you. M4WHM.
MKO4NUM. I'm fixing to get busted.
Tell her that you're working on a radio project with me and need a few more minutes.
Trying that for the past 2 days, and she keeps telling me, our son's getting married. We can't time for projects like that. We got to get this house straightened up. Blah, 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 blah. And it looks fine to me. I mean, I don't have any issues with it. I mean, they don't like my house the way it is, then they ain't got to come. But, you know, so I'm out here hiding behind the tree and the service trailer. She ain't figured out I got my radio up yet. So it's going to be kind of fun when she catches me.
Jim, did you see that picture of that little radio I texted you and Tom and Patrick the other night?
What's the deal with that?
20-watt radio. It's a Chinese radio, but I'm going to use it for parks on the air. And I got it from a friend of mine out of the Lanier Amateur Radio Club. And but it's a all-band HF. It's got a color display with a waterfall. And like I said, it's just a little small HF radio. Going to use it for POTA. And I got it hooked up on my dipole now, just monitoring. And I tell you what, the thing, it's a software-defined transceiver. And it picks up beautifully. And the guy I got it from says, you know, it transmits wonderful. And so I've got a friend of mine making me an MFED antenna for it. And hopefully next Tuesday or Tuesday week, the second or third, whatever that is, I'm going to take my general test and get to actually start using these radios.
Sorry, I can't wait, because I've been wanting you to see if we can make contact with you up on 80 meters. And I got some contacts I've been talking to down in Tocoa, Alabama, down that way. So it'd be nice when you get your license and we can have a little QSO. Have you done anything about QSL cards yet?
I've done a little research, and I'm going to try to get some cards, because I think that's just a neat tradition, and I'm going to get some, and I may just have a friend of mine that's handy with a computer. I got an idea of what I want, and have him just make the image and get them that way.
I got to do something, too. So I ain't figured that out yet, but I got to do something kind of neat. And I don't want to get just the plain Jane ones. I want to, you know, try to do my own thing. But I'm just not good at that kind of stuff. I'm just going to have to take the time to figure it out, I guess. But anyway, what's Miss Lola up to today?
Matt, she got up about 9 o'clock. Took her outside, she come in, eat. Now she's wrapped up in a blanket, taking a nap.
Let me tell you. So, KC, this dog of mine. We've remodeled the kids' bedroom because they all off to college, and we moved our bedroom into the new space. So KC comes in there and sleeps at night. I put him a little blanket on the floor, and he's been sleeping on it for a week or so. So yesterday, Anna went and bought a big doggy bed. And so I put it in the corner last night, and he goes in there in the laundry room and grabs that old dirty brown blanket he's been sleeping on for a week and drug it over here in front of the doggy bed and slept on it last night. Brand new doggy bed, won't even sleep on it.
Doesn't smell right to him. He's like, this thing, this, you know, it ain't right. Need to take the blanket and wrap the dog bed with it and get him used to it, get his smell on it. M4WHM.
I'm going to unplug this radio and move it over to this power jack I just made for it. I'll be back in just a second.
M4WHM, stand by.
Jim, KO4NUE. Okay, bud, I'm moved over to a little bit better power source here. But keep talking. I'm going to try to figure out how to drop the power on this thing. You give me the radio, no book with it. But I'm going to see if I can drop the power just a little bit and see how that affects me.
Like a plan. Low power can be a good thing. Save that battery consumption if you're ever on battery power.
KO4NUE. I'm going to have to get a book. This looks like he's spilled some Coca-Cola or something on the front of it, and one of the buttons is stuck, and that might be the button I need. But for a work radio, I mean, it's beat up, and it fits right in on this work trailer I got. So I think I'm okay with it, I guess. I might just leave one repeater on it. But at any rate,
it's a good sounding radio. I mean, at least it is to me. I mean, it's crystal clear audio. Between that and the antenna you made, I think you got a perfect setup for your work trailer.
Yeah, I need to send you a video of this thing, man. I put me a 3,000 watt inverter on it, two batteries, and a solar panel. So when I pull up on, you know, whatever I'm going to work on, I just, you know, if I need voltage, 12 volts, I just turn on my 12 volt side. And if I need AC, I just turn on my inverter and set my solar panel out. And I can run a skill saw. If the sun's out, I can run it all day. Side grinder, drill motor, things like that. You know, I can't run no house on it or anything. But, you know, low duty cycle, AC tools, it does a great job. And so now I got a radio on it. I've been trying to been carrying my handy talkie with it. And it's just, I don't know, man. It just, some situations that I just can't get out. If I'm down in a hole or something, I just can barely make the repeater. So, like I said, a friend of mine gave me this thing. I've been wanting to put it on and while she's in the house doing her thing, I'm out here messing around with this joker. So, I might even get me a couple of cool refreshments right after lunch and grill me some hamburgers out here. Just see how long I can go before she gets me.
She may have the radio on and know everything you're doing.
BHM KO4NUE. Bill, let me tell you about my wonderful wife.
That's a good one there. Good recovery. Good recovery.
I hadn't seen a response. She's on the telephone with somebody shaking her finger, so something's going on this morning. But Like I said, my son's going to take your girlfriend up to Mount Mitchell today on Blue Ridge Parkway. And so her and her sister's just, you know, all in a buzz, you know, trying to tell him, well, you know, you need to do this and you need to do that and blah, 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 blah. And they was in there talking the other night, and I said, y'all just stay out of his business. Just let him figure it out. Let him do it. He knows what to do. And now, boy, I got the poochie lip from both of them. So I just said, today I'm not going to listen to it because I'm going to come out here. I'm supposed to be setting up some string lights around the fire pit. And I'm going to use the solar generator to run string lights tonight. So I got my panel out soaking up sun, trying to get my batteries up. And I just, the more I can stay out here, the better off I'm going to be.
WHM.
Yep, I agree.
And, he'll figure it out. He don't need nobody to tell him what to do. He knows what he needs to do and how he needs to do it, and it may come off without a hitch or he may stumble, but the intent will be there, and I'm sure that the answer will come. So, not a worry.
I was talking with a guy on Larry on the net last night. We was talking about it, and it's going to be good either way. I mean, if she says no, then, hey, that's a good thing. If she says yeah, that's a good thing. So, you know, I'm not sure he would agree with me, but somebody been married for 28, 29 years. If she says no, then, hey, that's a good place to move on. But we'll see. We'll know this afternoon. We either gonna have a whole lot of barbecue left over, or we gonna have a bunch of happy people. So we'll see.
Lots of happy people. So I'll be curious to see how it goes. I'll have to check in with you tomorrow on that. I'm sitting here studying that. Studying for my general exam while we're talking. I'm still using that same book you got, the all ham and no spam, and I'm doing the practice exams and going through them. I can remember, seems like about half of it most of the time, and I'm looking up the answers I don't know and trying to get them in the memory bank.
You're a smart fella. I got no doubt you'll do just fine, absolutely just fine. But anyway, all right, Bill, she stepped out on the porch, so let me get out here and look busy. Let me get on. It's KO4NUE. I'm clear, but have a wonderful day.
Chad, have a good one. M4WHM.